All right, welcome back to our Randolph-Macon Bookstore pregame report as we continue along with our segment here. And this is now the Jimbo Cree Nationwide Insurance Player Feature. Robert Fish here with linebacker David Fetter. And David, thanks for taking a couple minutes to visit with us, and I hope things are going well so far.
Thank you. They're going pretty well so far through the season.
We've got the first couple of games out of the way. Good to have one on the road and then one at home. How do you think things are going for the defense at this point in time?
I think they're going pretty good. We've made a couple mistakes out there that led to a couple scores by the opponents, but right now we're just trying to work on tightening our defense and, you know, working the game plan.
Coach Aruza talked about at the beginning of the year, you know, not only the team getting better every week, but getting better on defense and trying to improve on defense from last year. What have you seen that maybe has allowed you guys to start to take a step in that direction?
I think a lot of the team leadership on defense. I think a lot of people are locked in this year. There's still a few mistakes that, you know, or tweaks that we're trying to get out. So we're just working on, you know, watching film, being disciplined, playing our responsibility, doing our job.
Doing a lot of work ahead of time and making sure that you're in the right place is obviously a big part of it. For you now, from last year to this year, what's maybe been a big change for you, or at least an adjustment that you've made that it maybe helps you be a little bit better at this point?
I think knowing what I'm doing out there, I think last year I came in and it was kind of my first year playing, so I wasn't as locked in or as sure what or knew my responsibility as well as I did coming in this year. Now that I know what I'm doing, I can react. I'm playing a lot faster. I feel like that's helped me out a lot this year.
Yeah, I think that's something that folks lock up in speed, and they talk about players with speed. And the other thing about that, though, is, as you said, when you know what you're doing, it allows you to play just a little bit faster and you react a little bit quicker, right?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. I think playing fast, it's a key part of out there in football. You can't be thinking too much, and knowing what you're doing is a big part of it.
And as you get familiar with your assignment and where you're supposed to be and if everybody's in the right place, that helps a little bit too, doesn't it?
It definitely helps out. Yeah, getting lined up and knowing what you're doing helps a lot.
I think, you know, we're looking at this game today now. This is you've seen a couple of different teams already. Shenandoah comes in. They've got a pretty good-sized offensive line. Have you had a chance to take a look at them? And, you know, when you're facing a big line like that, as a person that's not necessarily on the front of the line, but what kind of challenges are there for you when you're up against big linemen of the size that they have?
I think it's not getting in, let them get a hold of you, because if you let them get a hold of you, then they're just going to, you know, you're not going to be able to get away. I think it's trying to beat them with speed, trying to maintain a little space, but you still have to attack. You can't shy away from the contact. But I think a lot is just trying to work the angles, trying to get to where you need to be.
You guys use the front line to maybe keep some of those guys off of you a little bit, and maybe a little stun here or there, or allow you guys to roam free behind that defensive front?
I mean, I don't think we're going to do too much different than what we usually do. I think we're going to play them the same way we do play others. I mean, obviously we're going to have a specific game plan for them, but I don't think we're going to change too much up.
Your local guy, Mechanicsville, Lee Davis, what led you to Randolph-Macon? Obviously it's close by, but I'm sure there's some other factors that went into that decision.
I mean, I really like the school. I came up here on recruiting visit, and I really love the team chemistry. I thought the team was really close, and I thought that was a big part for why I came here. Also, Coach Aruza, he was real honest, straightforward, and I like that. He didn't sugarcoat anything. He told us how it was going to be.
You got the Dallas Cowboys shirt on. I got to figure out how you got that on, being a local guy, so obviously you're a big Cowboy fan.
Yes, sir, I am. I grew up in a Dallas Cowboys household, and it stuck. Emmitt Smith was kind of my role model growing up, so, you know, that's where that comes from.
And you get Emmitt Smith, and you're on the other side of the ball now. That would be a challenge to take him on one day. It wouldn't happen, but it would have been something to have a chance to go up against him, wouldn't it?
I can't even imagine how that would be.
David, thanks. Appreciate you taking a couple minutes, and good luck in the ball game.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
All right, that's David Fetter. We're back with more after this. Our Jimbo Cree Nationwide Insurance Player Feature, more of the Randolph-Macon Bookstore pregame here on your hometown station, WHAN.